I met Edmund on February 19th, and I know that date because it's my mother's birthday. And so I remember meeting him and talking to him a bit at the Gerstein Center, and sort of, you know, interesting guy. But I had no context of history, right? Because it's all about, well, here's this guy who's homeless, and, you know, he's of Asian descent, and he's been pretty marginalized in a variety of ways, right? So he's been on and off the streets, and kind of, you know. So in the work that we did at the Gerstein Center, I'd sort of quickly sort of say, okay, so here's a guy who's had this pretty profound experience, and he's had it for so long that it habituates in a certain way, right? So it's kind of, okay, so we chatted a bit, and so it was interesting to get a sense of who he was, but he was hard to really know well right away, because even his communication style and how he engaged with people was both, on the one hand, you know, kind of at times wanting to engage, another time very kind of mistrustful. So, I mean, I'm sure for very good reasons. So I met him on the 19th, and I worked night shift. So I left, and I remember going home and sleeping a bit, and then getting this phone call the next day, saying from the executive director here, Dave, who said, by the way, just want to let you know that Edmund's been shot. And I was kind of like, holy shit, I just met him the night before, right? And so it was really this interesting kind of like shot. And I was still kind of groggy from having been asleep. And it was like, wow. Like, you know, and it didn't really make sense. And then, but being on the board here, there was this whole sort of cascade of other issues that started to come up about what happened. And of course, you know, it's very similar. I mean, you start to get the facts of the police, you know, like got on this bus and then engaged him and then shot him, as opposed to disengaging him, right? It's kind of like, well, and so you're thinking, how does that happen, right? And so it then became, so it was really this fascinating thing where I meet him the night before and then everything else happens, and he started to piece together his whole, and started to know more and more about his history, and realizing that, you know, let's go right back to his first interaction, his first episode, his interaction with the system then, and how poorly that happened. And here's a smart guy, you know, pre-med student, right? Like, it's like, what a terrible tragedy, right? Like, what a terrible thing. And so it really started to, for a lot of us, it really started just to ask questions about, how do we in fact create a different system? Like, how do we in fact make sure that police don't shoot people because they're in a crisis, or, right? So all of those kinds of things have started to be part of the work that we do from an advocacy and development point of view. So PARC, interestingly enough, as much as we do provide services, there's a kind of a core part of our work, which is about not losing sight of the fact that the system doesn't really accommodate well and doesn't deal with difference well. So we've got a long way to go to create a system that actually doesn't damage people as they engage with it, and in fact can improve the outcomes, like can actually improve that, you know, you have an interaction with the mental health system and you know, it should be that 90% of the time you come out better. And we don't really, so there's still some real gaps in that, right? So that's sort of a key piece that I think drives the work that we do.